We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, that's how it went, Merrill and Mike. So we talk about plays that aren't talked about a lot because there were so many great plays in the Super Bowl. Rodney McLeod, first of all, third and two. I don't know why Cooks tried to go over him.
Stupid.
He is 4-3 speed, trying to go around him.
Dude, you're 5'9". You're going to hurdle a guy? You're 5'9".
Yeah.
Great play by McLeod, staying at home, getting it done, and it sets up a field goal. They screw up the snap and the hole.
Agree.
And, yeah, that's a big swing right
there. When we talk about the defense being shredded, like, you have to actually rewatch the game to understand the defense actually came up with big plays.
First half, certainly.
Especially in the first half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you held the Patriots to, what, 12 points in the first half?
Yeah.
You held them to 12 points, so they moved the ball down the field, got in the red zone area, and couldn't capitalize. And that was one play right there where that was an easy first down, in my opinion, for Brandon Cooks. Somebody moving that fast, you're one-on-one in the open field. A player of his caliber should be able to make Rodney McLeod at least miss to
enough
for him to pick up the first down. Rodney McLeod, great job staying on his feet. Some guys get in that position and get nervous, right?
Yep.
You know, defenders don't want to be one-on-one in the open field like that without a pursuit coming because there's no one but you and the offensive guy. And you got to make a decision.
That's it.
You better hope that decision is right when you go to make that tackle.
You remember Donovan and Mark Carrier in the Redskins game?
Yes.
Where down by the goal line, Donovan went one way, Mark Carrier went diving the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I give you another example of that in the Super Bowl where Donovan didn't pick up the first down. Rodney Harrison tackled him in the open field like that. Mm. When it's just him and Rodney Harrison in the open field, like, that's not easy to do. So great play by Rodney McLeod there. And like you said, it led to the missed field goal.
What was he doing trying to hurdle him?
I don't know.
I'm glad he tried to do it.
Yeah,
well,
really.
Hey, listen, Belichick got his ass right out of New England after the game, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, after he got knocked out, he was done anyway.
So I was watching the mic'd up, and they showed that. And again, I forgot about that. That's a huge play by Malcolm Jenkins.
Sir.
Yes.
Wasn't a cheap hit.
No.
It was as clean as could be, and he knocked him.
Yeah. Don't cut back in. Don't go back into the pursuit.
Boy, did he not see him coming at all.
Because he thought he was coming out clean.
Yeah, get to the sideline.
Mm-hmm. And he learned a very valuable lesson.
Don't cut back in.
Yeah. Now you're sitting over there in the locker room.
Hey, he didn't realize what happened to about 1 that morning.
Yeah, he was done.
He didn't know what the hell was going on.
He was like, we lost?
Yep.
Yep. We lost? Wait a minute. What happened?
All right.
A lot of people want to talk here. Let's go to, we'll try John in Delaware. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, John. What's up, John?
I just wanted to make a comment. Obviously, you guys, every time I start thinking about exactly what I'm going to say to you guys, then you're so good at your jobs that you start talking about my thoughts, and then therefore I can't use them anymore.
No, so, you can use them. Give it to us.
Go ahead.
All right, so first, Alshon Jeffries, one of the best catches, first of all, in the NFL all year long, let alone in a game, back in the end zone, over top, a great coverage. And, I mean, you can't say enough about Nick Foles. You know, like, I listened to the show right after Carson Wentz got hurt, and I'll never forget what you said because I'll never forget anything this year. But you said, I'm not worried about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Nicky Six. He's got us. Everybody needs to just chill and take a breath and get on board because this is what we got. And you know what? You wrote it with him, and you were 100% right, man, because he took it to the GOAT.
Listen, I was, and I don't even know how much I believed that when I said it. But I felt like it needed to be said. It was a damn funeral the next day.
Oh my God.
I know. Everybody was wearing black, shrouds of green and black on that day, I tell you.
That was a tough day to do the show.
Yeah.
After Carson got injured.
Oh, man. Everybody was done.
Oh, my God.
Because there was still hope like, well, maybe it's not the really bad tear. Maybe right. it's whatever. And then it was like, nah, early. Yeah. I think even before we came on the air, it was yeah. like, nah.
Everybody was praying. You know, people that didn't even believe in the Lord right. they turned to, you know, let me pull out this scripture and let me read.
Yeah. I said it because it was at no point did, and we had fun with some of the other shows and like, oh my God, the season's over and the fans mm-hmm. that were out there. But like you said, at no point did I really think that Nick Foles is going to lead the Eagles to win a Super Bowl and outduel Tom Brady. But like you said, the point was that, listen, the season's not over. Right. Nick Foles is still a good quarterback, and they can still win. Now, would I have put money on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl at that moment? Probably not.
Well, you put your back on it.
I put my back on it a couple weeks later.
Hey, Dad, you haven't seen his back yet, huh?
Yeah, show Pops. Oh, yeah, well, in the next break, we'll show you. We'll show you a tattoo. yeah, we'll show Pops a tattoo. Come on, man. That's a part of the experience.
Oh, I don't believe it.
The Marks and Reese show. That's part of it. Everybody gets to see the Nick Foles tattoo.
Part of my local sea level fame is the tattoo on my back.
The funny thing is, though, when that happened, I really felt we would be led by the defense. Mm-hmm. I was basically saying Nick Foles is good enough
the game
to,
manager.
To not beat you, yeah. Like, yeah. to not get you beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no one believed he was going to do that.
You go out there and manage the game and let the defense do what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Like Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah.
But man,
yes.
it was the Minnesota game that he took off in.
Yeah, but our defense just really,
defense was rolling.
Yeah.
Now, in the Super Bowl, they needed Nick in the second half.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And he delivered.
Yeah.
Boy, did he ever deliver.
Yeah.
End of the first, you're getting towards halftime, and like I said earlier, I'm watching the game. I forgot, the Eagles really had the Patriots number in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
9-3 at the end of the first quarter, the missed extra point by Jake Elliott. And then the Eagles are just scoring touchdowns, and then they get it in before halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it, that the Patriots go down, score a touchdown. There's under 2 minutes to go, mm-hmm. and Doug wasn't, I wouldn't say that he wasn't being conservative, but he made a couple plays where they got yardage to where then he was able to make some plays there and go for it.
Well, the thing I like is what they did is that they didn't take unnecessary risk. They wanted to see if they could get some positive yardage, then you would
then
sort
you
of,
do it.
Then mm-hmm. you put your foot on the gas pedal. And that's
the Patriots had timeouts.
Oh, sure.
Because they started using them later in the drive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were getting the ball coming out in the second half.
Well, listen, it's a big third down, and you're thinking Eagles about to punt the ball back to the Patriots. I think it was like 3rd and 7. They hit Corey Clement out of the backfield. Listen to this.
55 yards.
Rookie Mac Hollins is in the game.
It's a 3rd and 3. I think.
Shotgun. Foles. 2nd and 10. Foles back again. He's looking. He's pumping. He is going deep. And is it a touchdown? I'm awaiting the signal.
It is.
It is. Touchdown. It goes all the way down.
I knew this thing wasn't going off with
touchdown to Clement.
I knew it wasn't going off without a hitch today. Ben, that's not the play that we needed. Listen to the countdown that John just gave you right before the half.
Yeah.
It's a big play to Clement out of the backfield that set up Philly.
Yep. 55 yards, and Trey got him on a short.
Like a wheel route.
Yeah, a wheel route. Gave a nice stiff arm to the safety coming up. And
early
then he was off
that.
To the races, man.
You got it, Ben?
Okay. Don't worry about it. We're going
to
play all of it.
Set up Philly.
888-729.
You're walking down the drive. You got two big plays there.
It was a big play.
I got it. I got it.
You got it? Let's hear it. Come on. And then we'll play the Philly special coming up. 3rd and 3. I'm excited to see what he does this year, Corey Clement.
What if on that play, man, he would – because that was Smith that was running – no, who was that was running next to him? It was a receiver that was right next to him where he got tackled.
See if he could have blocked him.
If he could have just pitched it.
Oh, no, don't do that. Nah.
Buddy Ryan there, Trey?
Yeah, pitch it.
He pitches that ball, and he's standing next to Deuce the rest
right.
of the game.
He's
standing next to
but
Deuce.
But the receiver was right there wide open, man.
Yeah,
he was right there.
Deuce was taken by the ear.
Mac right there. Mac was running the
left. Yeah, it was Mac. It was right there next to him.
His hands up.
Pitch it to me, baby. Pitch it to me. Let me finish it.
Yeah, exactly what I want. Two rookies handing the ball off in the middle of a play in the Super Bowl right before the half.
It worked for the Philly.
Speaking of the Philly, you'll get the Philly coming up next.
Yes.
Marks and Reese on a trade day. 888-729-9494. Again, we're going to do Ike Juice Hotline. We're doing live ones from today. 215-625-6586. Share your favorite memories on the Ike Juice Hotline. 888-729-9494. That's how you get on the phone lines. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.